What's up, you guys? This is Speak Up, Speak Out. My name is Mariah Shields. I am so excited that you are listening to this podcast. Well, let's jump right in. Accomplished this 2020. All right, who wants to go first? Go ahead. Sierra, you want to go first? Sierra, are you still there? Uh-oh. Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay, no, cool. So whoever wants to go first with, like I said, the questions, you're going to
tell me. Yeah, I'll go.
Okay, let's go ahead, Sierra.
All right. My name's Sierra. I'm from San Diego, California. And I started college probably about 2 years ago. So I'm proud of myself for that.
Okay. 2020. All right. What about you, girl?
My name is Alicia. I'm originally from San Diego, California. I'm living in Sacramento right now. And something that I'm proud of from the 2020 year is I graduated with my BA in psychology.
Hey,
nice.
I see you. Must be nice. All right, so we're gonna jump right in. So you guys already know the topic we're talking about today. It's you know, growing up mix. So this is growing up mix part two. So excited to have you guys on and be, because I mean, the last one I did by myself, so it had its own kind of opinions, you know. So it's kind of nice to have other people and kind of get their own perspective. So my first question, and anybody can answer, is give me one story that you can remember that you went through maybe a racial type thing because you were mixed. Whoever can go first.
I can take this one first. Okay. I was living in El Cajon going to Greenfield Middle School. And, you know, in that part of town, it's really close to Santee Lakeside area. Had a lot of kids from W.D. Hall and kids that were going to eventually go to Granny Hills. But, like, five, I want to say, white guys, they taunted me in front of the school. You know, I got called all type of N-words and even, like, little childish names as, like, an Oreo, but to me, that hurt my feelings because I felt like, you know, I'm both races. Why am I getting made fun of? Understanding at that time that even if you're 25% black, 50% black, however, you know, black you are, you're still going to get racial slurs from, you know, sometimes even both sides.
Right. I agree with that. What about you?
There's been a few of them, but the one that sticks out to me most was when I was about, I want to say I was about 6 or 7 years old. I was living in Michigan at the time, and the town that we were in was very white. So I guess that's the easiest way to say it. But right. The neighbor we had, he was very, very conservative. He was like flying Confederate flags around and all of that fun stuff that like a 6 year old doesn't really understand really. But it wasn't until we started getting the police officers being called every single week to our house because he didn't like my mom. And because me and my brother, he didn't really do anything to my brother. My brother was always like kind of, he was more passing for white. So nobody really talked to him about certain things or anything, but when it came to me and my mom, they would always pick on us. So no matter what we did, even as like a 6 year old kid, they would just try to do things to get us in trouble no matter what. Like they would call the police and be like, oh well, they're being too loud, or they're doing this, they're doing that. And it's just like, as a 6 year old, you're kind of like, why is this even happening when you're not really even doing anything?
Right.
So, it wasn't until, he was just a mess. He was throwing, like, bricks over our, over our fence to, like, hit our dog. They would call the police on us. It was just a mess.
Oh, my. No.
Yeah.
Woo, that one's, okay. All right. Okay. On to the next question. Woo. When was there an age that you felt like you tried so hard to fit in with one of the sides that you're from? whoever
for me up. Probably middle school, I want to say.
Middle school, like, okay.
Yeah, like probably from like starting the age of like 11 and up.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you?
And that's a good age. For me, I'll probably say high school, because in middle school for me, I mostly hung out with Black and Mexicans. The white kids were kind of more standoffish. Like I said, I went to Greenfield, so that was kind of in, like, you know what I mean, the closer to Lakeside, Santee area. Those are predominantly white schools, mostly white people on that side of town. But as I got into high school, I kind of leaned more towards my Black side, because I still felt, I was at Grossmont, so I kind of felt like that was still that part of town where, you know, you had to pick your clique wisely.
Right.
So I was over with more of the black kids at that point.
Okay. My next question is, did you ever feel like you were going through an identity crisis being mixed?
For me, I didn't feel like I went through an identity crisis, because I grew up with my Black side of my family.
Okay.
My dad got custody of me when I was real young, so I never really knew how to live like any different lifestyle than my Black side. I didn't know anything other than that. So for me, I just was always, you know, towards my Black side more.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, I don't feel like it was like an identity crisis, but I'm kind of like the opposite. I always like not really chose my Black side, but I was more in tune with my Black side, even though I was always with my white family. The only Black family I had was my mom. And then once she passed away, I only really had my white family, but that I don't feel like that affected me at mm-hmm. all, and how I kind of identified myself, I would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that makes sense. That definitely makes sense. So with what's going on in the world right now, how are you guys feeling on everything? Because I know like some, I was trying to explain to some of these mixed kids that obviously weren't raised around their you know, Black side, they I don't know if people know this, but there is some mixed kids that literally don't know they're Black. Like, they really think they're white.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because, you know, it's not their fault, if that makes sense. It has to do mm-hmm. with, you know, what your parent allows you to be around, as well as, you know,
mm-hmm.
no offense to, you know, if you're mixed, but sometimes if your mom is white and your dad's Black, sometimes your mom will literally only let you be around the white side, and they don't take you around the Black side. Because dad maybe grew up differently, so they're like, nah, we don't want
to be
on that side. Nah.
And that's how it is in most cases. But, you know, for me, like I said, I didn't really have white family. My dad took custody of me when I was young, so that's all I knew.
Right, see? And so that you're total opposite. But how do you guys feel about, like, you know, everything going on? Like, especially them, there's people that are degrading Black women. There's also people that are degrading Black men. There's also people degrading mixed interracial couples. So how are you guys feeling right now?
I'm kind of feeling like, you know, like I said, because I lean more towards my Black family. I'm not prejudiced or anything, you know, but I kind of feel like, you know, they know they're in the wrong, and people know they're in the wrong, but I don't know if they're trying to prove to their self or to other people that they are the superior race. Then, you know, they try to look down on us,
right,
or look down on Black people in general, and it's not okay.
Right.
You know, it's not okay, and they know they're in the wrong, and I feel like they're trying to front for their race or their family or their friends, or, you know, some people truly aren't racist. They just want to do it for show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. What about
it's you? Sad. It's very sad.
Yeah, it's just it's very sad. It's filled with anger too. Like, I just feel angry about everything.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. just like, it's like you feel kind of confused at the same time, because you're just like, it doesn't make any sense, like, why any of this is going on. At the same time, mm-hmm. it's like, that's all that this country has ever done. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
kind of like, when are we going to have a change kind of thing? And what can we do as Black women and Black men just to, like, stand together with each other,
right,
and try mm-hmm. to help this and get people through this?
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot. So is there anything you would tell a mixed kid that doesn't actually know their black side of their family? Is there any advice you would give to them to educate themselves and as well as, you know, stand up for what they are? What advice would you give a kid?
I myself would definitely say, if your parents don't educate you, educate yourself. Learn about your culture. Yeah. Learn about where you come from. Learn about your black side of your family. And then strive to be better. Strive to go to school. Strive to be educated. Because what they want us to be is uneducated. They want us to look stupid. They want us to look dumb. They want us to look like we're the bad people, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we show them as a whole black unit, that we can be educated and we can be just as smart as them and do and have everything that they have. You know what I mean? Because I didn't have everything as my other white friends had growing up. You know, my dad struggled as a single father. But right. if we educate our kids on everything that's going on and, you know, just show them that they can too have everything their friends have, it doesn't, color doesn't matter. Right. I think that that's important. I think it's important.
Right. I agree with that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what Sierra just said. Everything, 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So also, how do you feel about what's going on with black women? So you have some people that are right now kind of coming for black women in the sense of just like, there is one side of people that are like, thank you to the black women for stepping up and doing them. And then you have the other side that is degrading black women, but you also have black women degrading black men. So how do you feel about all that going on?
I just feel like we can't be degrading each other. We already have the entire world after every single one of us. We don't need to be after each other at the same time.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's too many other people, other races and everything else killing black people, and for us to be killing each other, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very sad. It's very sad, whether it's gang related or just pure hatred or, you know, whatever. It's sad that, you know, we as brothers and sisters can't stick together.
Right.
It's very
sad. Exactly. Right. And it's funny because we were talking about this probably like a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to some people and they were just like, how does all these other races stick together, but we're against each other always? It's always either black men against black men against black women and degrading them and saying, oh, I don't want to date a black woman, which doesn't need to be said, you know, or it's black women saying, oh, or it's black women degrading a black man because he's not at the level or he's bummy or all these different things like that. But these other races will stick together like 100% on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's sad. That's very sad. But you know what it comes down to? And you know, if y'all, I'm sorry if I touch any nerves or anything like that, but what it comes down to is, in the eyes of other races, you know, we're ghetto. We're ghetto. Yep. We sit on the porch and drink beer and smoke weed all day. And we sit at home and collect unemployment. That's how they look at us. We sit at home and don't do nothing.
True.
You know what I mean? True. If we show them we're better than that, we work and we educate ourselves. We educate our kids and our kids are well-dressed. You could buy a nice hair outfit at Walmart. It doesn't matter where you get the outfit. You know what I mean? If we can step up as a whole and step away from things like that, unemployment, Section 8 and, you know, food stamps and all that, if we can educate ourselves and get better jobs and make careers and lives for ourselves, people won't look at us like we're lower than them.
Yep.
True. And that's just what it comes down to. Step up, black people. We all got to get together and step up.
Yeah.
Do better for yourself. Build businesses for your kids.
Right. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I totally get that. And the whole, it's 10 times worse too, because we're going against ourselves. We're saying that we're not this, we're not that, we're not doing anything for ourselves and our families and everything. Yeah, but
exactly.
The entire world is doing the same thing, and that's how it's always been. Everybody's always looked at us as we're less than, we're subhuman, we're doing this, we're doing that, even though we're pretty much like we have all the power in the world to get through a lot of things that a lot of people haven't been able to in their lives. So it's just like, if we just put that power in the right way and combine and work together, it's unbelievable the amount of things that we can do.
And I feel like it all stems from fear, where our kids are scared to go to school, because I was scared myself. That's why I'm 27 and just barely started. You know, kids are scared to go to school. They're scared to excel. Yep. You know what I mean? And I think they shouldn't be nervous or scared or frightened by any of that. It's going to be hard. Your hard work pays off. But don't be scared to start that business. Don't be scared to take that, you know, to take that path, to take that journey that your parents didn't take. Build something for your kids. Yep. Build something for your community, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of that stems, too, from having a good support group, too, and support. You have to have friends that support you. You have to have family that truly supports you and cares about you, because if you don't have that, you don't really have anything. And especially with our lack of mental health in our communities, it's that's something that we need to work on.
Yes, y'all. We were about to touch on that too. Mental health. Like, I am so everybody. Like, every time I talk to anybody about mental health, especially in our communities, it's like, no, we don't need no help. Like, we're fine. No. Some of y'all have some deep-seated mental health issues that need to be said, talked about, everything. Counseling is not bad.
Yes.
And they think they're too strong. They think they're too strong and they don't need the help. They don't need the guidance.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, not calling white people out, but white people will sit there and go to counseling. You know what I'm saying? Some of them will literally get in rehab if they need it.
Marriage counseling, all kinds of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Half of them go through that. So why can't we do that? Like, why do we feel like we're too good to do that? You know?
I feel like there's two main reasons.
Yeah,
I think there's two main reasons why, especially in Black communities, we don't have the resources for it as well. We don't have the funding for it. There's a lot of Black people, and I know this for myself because I was a psychology major. I go to therapy, and for me, it took me the longest time because I didn't feel comfortable just sitting there talking to just a random person. And if you don't have a connection with that person, it's really difficult. Mm-hmm. And there's a big lack of Black psychologists and Black therapists. Yep. And I feel like if we have more Black psychologists, if we have more Black therapists in the field, more people are going to be more comfortable to do those.
And that all goes back to educate yourself, educate your kids, go to school. Don't be scared to go to school. Right. It all ties in together. It all ties in.
Right. But also, you got to also think, you also got to think of the Black community, though. You also have certain Black people that do that crabs in a bucket mentality, right? So a lot of people don't go to college, or they don't feel like they're comfortable to do certain things because they feel, oh, if I get up, somebody's going to tear me down. Somebody's going to disrespect me. My own kind is going to disrespect me. And it's happened. I mean, you can...
Well, then while you sit in your mansion, let them disrespect you. While you sit in the mansion, they sit in the shack on the south side. That's all what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. While I'm sitting in my mansion, you know what I mean? Educated and got money like everybody else. Y'all sit on the south side in the hood and smoke all day and drink all day. Oh well, let them do that. Build for your kids. Build for your future. You know what I mean? Don't care about everybody else.
Right.
Sure. That's just how I was raised. That's how I was taught. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's the truth. It's the truth. But yeah.
Sure. Y'all can make fun of me, but I got money. What you got? Sure. I'm going to school to be a speech therapist to help kids. You know, learn how to talk.
Hey, that's the truth. The kids are the move. I know everybody's like, oh, we exactly. gotta really help out the adult. No, we need to get to the kids as quick as possible.
Exactly. They are exactly.
The yeah, we have to stop the lack of education the soonest that we can, and changing the way that the education system treats and teaches our children, because it's just they're not doing the most. And then the whole thing, like, Juneteenth just passed by, and do you know how many people sat there and they're like, "What's Juneteenth?"
Yes. Like, yeah,
our education system is completely failing us, and that's the only way that children are ever going to learn anything, especially if you're sticking on to this traditional schooling. Yep. Like, you can't, if everything's in traditional schooling and the way that schools want to teach you. I didn't learn anything about Black psychology or anything until I got into my junior year of college, and I had to take a I had to take like a elective class for it. Okay. So it's like if it's not in our main core mission, nobody's learning it.
Yep. Yeah. People didn't even know about the Black Wall Street. How you not know about that?
Exactly.
Like, who are you? Are you even Black? You know, that's what people maybe want to ask. Are you Black?
Yeah, and it's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
Well, but you got to understand in our history.
It's just sad, and we have to take it.
Oh, go on. You're good.
Oh, well, I was just going to say is when people don't know, we just have to keep educated, and that's it. We just need to keep educating.
Yeah. I mean, there's one side that is like, oh, I want to educate, and then there's another side that's like, I shouldn't have to educate people. They should be educating themselves. And I'm like, okay, well, both sides are kind of correct. Yeah. Because, you know, you have
to... But then that ties back to helping each other. You know, as a Black race, it goes back to, since you don't know, let me teach you. Right. You know what I mean? If you don't know, I'm going to tell you what's going on, because you need to open your eyes. We all need to be aware.
Yep.
You know, so if someone asks you, you know, what's this and this, just let them know, hey, it's this and this.
Right.
You know, teach other Black people that don't know, so their eyes can be just as open as yours is.
Right. Yep. And I think right now, I think a lot of Black people are woke. Like, I think everybody's woke. Like, there is some, I've met a couple that are not woke. They're still they're still asleep, but I hope they wake up soon. You know, but mostly a lot of Black people are woke. Everybody's coming for everybody's head. People have literally, at least on Instagram, I've seen, man, how many people got unfollowed when this thing went down? Even talking to each other. They literally, people were losing friends left and right. We're like, if you're not posting nothing about it, we ain't friends. Bye. See ya.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, I'm just like, y'all playing. Okay. And then, like, people were calling out fashion companies. Like, Fashion Nova got called. They didn't really post anything, and half of the time, most of the clothing they have, it's from a Black person that made the design. Their designs are not their designs; it's somebody else's design.
Oh, yeah. And let me say this real quick. I feel like, with all these different companies, do you expect them to post something about it? I mean, it's just social media. Do you expect these companies to go on their social medias and be like, "Hey, this and this and this"? Like, do you expect that? Why is that expected?
I mean, for me, I get why some of them have it, and you know, like I said, racism is a very touchy topic. If that makes sense, it needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be talked about regardless, right? But some of these brands, maybe they felt uncomfortable, or they felt like if I get on this movement, I'm going to lose money. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times that's what businesses think of. It's the revenue. It's the money they're thinking of. So they're thinking, if I get on this movement, I'm going to lose, you know, those people that are putting money into Fashion Nova. You know what I'm saying? Those ones that we don't see, we don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there's people that put money into that. And then just like Pretty Little Things. And there was another one that they were talking about. But like some of my friends that are models, they're like, oh, no, F them. How are you not going to be a part of the movement? And if you can't be a part of the movement, no, I'm not buying from you. And half of your designs are from Black people anyways. So you should at least, you know, shout us out or something, give some respect. But I'm just like, okay, I see where you're coming from, but you don't see where they're coming from business-wise. And what's funny is like some of my friends own businesses, and that's sad because you don't, like, they're still not understanding. And it's like, I mean, it really just depends on the person, but like I didn't have a problem with it. Like, I don't really shop on Fashion Nova like that anyways, so it really doesn't faze me. So I'm just saying that's the only thing that people need to take into thought, is that some of these businesses, if they would have done boom boom boom, they would have lost that money coming in that they needed for their companies. So I don't know.
But the thing is, the CEO could be racist of the company. He could be a racist old white guy. He could be racist and say, hey, to his mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I definitely agree. Sierra, are you still there? Uh-oh. She went in a dead zone.
Did we lose her?
We lost her.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
There we go.
Yeah, the CEO sitting up in his office could be racist and just tell his marketing people, hey, put Black Lives Matter up on my site. I want them to see that I don't care, but I want them to think I do so they can keep buying my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So honestly, through social media, you won't know if the guy's racist or not.
Right, but that's what I was.
Yeah, and a lot of the companies too. They're a lot of them were just doing damage control after a while because like
exactly
places,
that's what it all is.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of places like Starbucks, for instance, who came out and basically was not in not helping the cause and everything, not with the cause, and then all of a sudden they get backlash and now they are with it. It's just kind of like
that's what I'm talking about.
Companies are doing damage control right there. Like a lot of the companies are just doing damage control. Like I know one of my friends, she was her company, they like sent out this one message and it was completely tone deaf. Like it was just completely like missed the mark, didn't understand the cause whatsoever, but just put out something just so they could show that they're putting out something.
That's not the point of it either, which is sad.
It's sad that a lot of companies are like that.
Chick-fil-A's trying to do something where like only on a certain day Black people can go to Chick-fil-A, like Sundays. They were like, Sundays are just gonna be for Black people. I'm like, you understand?
And they can't do that.
No, they can't. That's bringing back they can't do that. Like what?
Yeah, that's
gonna make us look like we're racist.
That's what I'm saying. So how?
Yeah, that's literally discrimination.
like, are y'all trying to bring segregation back? Because if you do that, that's literally what it is. It's like,
sorry, you're not Black. You can't eat here today.
Yeah.
No.
Like, who are you? That's not helping their problem. That's making it worse. Like, because you know, some white person is gonna be like, why? Because I'm not Black. So then they're gonna think they can go and like paint themselves brown or something. You know what I'm saying? Like. The things go through people's heads, okay? Like, no. Just, like, let's not do that. So I was just like, some people were like, oh, yeah, that's so dope. I'm like, y'all are so ignorant. Y'all don't see the...
Ignorant, and that goes back to education. Ignorant.
Ugh, man.
Yeah. And it's literally, like, all we've asked Chick-fil-A to do is stop funding racist and anti-LGBT foundations. That's all that people wanted, and then they're just like, nah, let's do the extra. Like,
what's crazy is Chick-fil-A is Christian owned as well as In-N-Out, but I think In-N-Out has more because they're owned by the same person, so I think In-N-Out for some odd reason In-N-Out is way more open, I guess you could say, than Chick-fil-A, which I don't understand. Like, I'm like, okay, how
is I think it's because Chick-fil-A is predominantly in the South, too.
That is true.
Than it is out here. True. There's only In-N-Out in, like, California and stuff. That so is I think true. It's just regional.
Yeah.
I don't know, because honestly, at both of those establishments, I only see white people work there.
That's true. Fact.
True.
In the
so I don't know.
Also white.
That too, too.
So I don't know.
I mean, out here, there, because, like, I'm currently in Texas right now just because of everything that's going on. But out here now, there's more Black people going. But they also had an incident out here where somebody that was, I think they were like, you know, gay or something. They like wouldn't let them work there. Mm-hmm. So they got a big old lawsuit and someone like came at their head and stuff like that. So they had to hire them regardless. And I was just like, okay, why? Like, they're still a person. Like, regardless of what they do behind their door, why can't you just hire them? Like, they're still a person. I don't get it. So I was a little confused and a little heated because I didn't understand, you know? But I also have been hearing that they're putting our racism with the LGBT. They're putting us in the same category.
And it's not, though. It's not. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's not. Racism... Racism and sexual orientation are two different things. That's not the same thing. Because you can be Black and be lesbian or gay, or be white or lesbian or gay. It's not the same thing.
Right.
And that's what people are failing to realize. You know, we have Black history, but we don't have LGBTQ history. That's not how that goes.
Right.
Black history is history. LGBT, I mean, people were hidden back in the day. They weren't out gaily.
No.
Get out. What's the word? They weren't openly gay. They were hidden because they were scared.
Yeah.
We can't hide our Blackness. We can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree.
That's different. It's different. You can't, racism and sexual orientation are two different things, period.
Correct. And I mean, gay, they've been around for a long time. And
Exactly.
I think people need to understand that. Like when my mom was younger, when her family was young, when my grandma was young, it's been around. It just wasn't said. People didn't talk about it. And there's actually something on Netflix that anybody can watch where this older couple that were friends, they were actually like a couple, but nobody knew they were a couple. They would just say they were friends, but they didn't get married because it wasn't legalized at that time. So now they're married, but back in the day they said, you know, we couldn't openly talk about it. We had to be friends. We had to act like we weren't in love. We had to, you know what I'm saying? So it's very much different. And I feel like the fact that you're putting two different things together, we gotta talk about that. Like, no, let's split that up. That's a big difference. Yes, you guys have went through stuff as well, but racism from that is very separate. You know, they go through their own stuff, we as well, but it's just separate. So I've been talking to people about that too. It's been, girl, I've been talking about everything. Debates on debates on debates, literally all day long. I don't know if you guys have been getting
Yeah.
debates with people, but I know I
No,
have.
you know what? I don't try to sit here and fight with nobody about nothing. I let people have their opinions and I have my opinions, but
Right.
I won't stop educating people. I won't stop I won't, when my daughter grows up, I'll let her know what it is, what it's not. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
when I get my degrees and things, I'll be letting my kids know, the kids that I teach, you know, I'll be educating people. I'm still going to continue to do that. I'll never stop that. But
That's true.
I won't get into debates with people because there's no point. You can't change somebody's opinion. You can't change nobody's mind. If they're racist, they're racist, and they're going to be racist, period.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Man, that's deep. That's deep. Well, guys, I have one last question and then we're gonna head out. If that's cool with you guys. My last question is, being people that are obviously, you know, black in our community and stuff like that, what are you gonna do? What are three things you're gonna do in your community or wherever you're at to help out the black community? Whoever can go first.
Do you mean like in what your future kind of plans are, like within your
Yes.
career field, or just like
Yes.
what you just want to plan to do?
In your career field or what you plan to do, whichever one you want to go with.
Okay. I would say for myself, being a psychology major, I want to create more mental health programs for children, especially black children. It's just they don't have the we don't have the resources for it, and I want to be able to do that. But I want to do it in a way that I'm also involved with the law, because there's so many injustices that we need to work on, and I want to be somebody to help with that. And then just like even just smaller things, like now I've changed where exactly I'm shopping all the time. I'm only shopping from black-owned places now,
Got it.
black-owned local places. Like
Yep.
that's it. Like you just need to keep bringing money into the community however you can.
I definitely like that. I agree with that. What about you, Sierra?
I agree with the black-owned businesses and stuff like that, supporting the people. I don't really, I'd have to educate myself more on which businesses and where I'm at are black owned. But I mean, I planned on, like she said, bringing education to the community. When I get my degrees and things like that, I want to help educate, not really educate, but help with the speech therapy aspect of with these kids. You know, we don't have a lot of speech therapy in our black community either.
Right.
You
That
know,
is
I feel
very
like it's
true.
important. It comes from education. It comes with helping these kids become educated. They need to learn how to speak first,
True.
you know?
True.
So,
Yeah.
Oh, I like that because I mean, back in the day, they didn't know how to read. So,
yep, which is sad, real sad.
yeah, I think that's basically why most of the things probably happen the way that, in the black neighborhoods and stuff like that is because a lot of them got out of slavery, didn't know how to read, and then they had to educate, they had to go through a whole bunch of stuff to understand what was going on. So maybe back in the day, if they knew how to read, they probably wouldn't have went through half of what they went through, and they would have had more of a voice. And I think our ancestors are living through all of us right now and kind of telling us, hey, stand up. Like, don't sit down. Don't give up. Nope.
Educate yourself. Yeah. Yep.
Keep going. Keep doing it. Keep speaking your mind. Keep educating people in the Black community, but not just the Black community. Everywhere. Everybody that needs to know something, educate them. And also, I mean, my goal definitely is to, especially with the Black Wall Street, I was talking to some people and I was like, hey, wouldn't it be dope if we could just bring the Black Wall Street back, but to every community?
Yeah, rebuild it.
Yeah, just rebuild it in every community. Wouldn't that be like dope if they all the Black-owned companies came together and took over a whole street or neighborhood, and they literally, that's where all the Black-owned businesses were in one section? I was like, that would be dope. We'd be basically, I guess, breaking a generational curse when it came to business.
But then that would also go back to segregation, though, and you don't want to you won't want to have all Black communities on one street. You know what I mean? Like, I think we should just expand them, have them everywhere.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, not just one area, because that's like, oh, okay, all the black companies are down the south side. I'm gonna stay from over there. Right. You know, we should have them everywhere.
Yeah, every block.
Yeah. I think more people need to educate themselves, get business licenses, and open business. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid.
Oh yeah, I definitely agree with that. They're gonna figure it out, though. I mean, change always starts with the person. So if we start,
we gotta educate our kids to want better for themselves.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, I love you, ladies. Thank you for coming through.
Anytime.
Up mixed part two. But you know, if I have a mixed part three, I'll definitely pull you guys on again. With like four other girls.
Cool.
So yeah, you guys stay blessed, stay safe, and you know, make sure you wear a mask, okay? Don't forget a mask. Just, you know.
And that's the whole another subject.
It covered, y'all.
We'll be back for the coronavirus.
Oh, I'm down. I'm ready to get on that. I got some things to share. I work in the healthcare field, so I got some things to share for sure with that.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, I'll make sure to hit you up when we pull that one out, because it's coming.
All right.
It's coming.
All right. I'm ready.
Love you guys. Bye.
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 Thank you to all my guests that came through. I hope you guys got something out of it. Stay tuned for the next episode. This is Speak Up, Speak Out, and we out.